I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Earlier this week, Russia launched another series of missile attacks in Ukraine. We caught up with Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association on his drive across the Poland border into Ukraine.
As we are driving, I'm here with my dear friend Jonesh, and he has been responsible for working in partnership with SGA in shipping aid from Poland into Ukraine. In fact, the amount of aid that we ship are over 2,000 tons of aid, and it's over 20 million meals provided through churches, with the gospel going out over 500,000 times, which is astounding to me.
Your support makes a difference. You can give to SGA at missionnews.org. And with all the news of growing conflict in the Middle East and North Africa, God is still at work. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center.
The Middle East and North Africa is basically full of people that need Jesus, full of people that are dying without hope. Basically, the Middle East and North Africa is around 90-95% of the population are coming from non-Christian background.
Well, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. In the first 12 years of this century, there are 69 different Muslim movements to Christ across the MENA region.
Remember that those are Muslim background Christians coming to faith. And today, by the way, I know more pastors by the name of Muhammad, Ahmed, than James and Mike, even in Canada.
Read how the MENA Leadership Center fuels this gospel movement at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.